We could do compilation clips of the liberal lunatic meltdowns, particularly the feminists on TikTok, every day for the next 4 years. But we'll just celebrate a few more through the weekend, and then we'll maybe move on to a little more serious news. But here are some of the more unhinged of the bunch. Very smart. Break your own TV.
Do it.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. That TV and that. Do it. I'll buy
it. So, now that the orange turd has won, we should now rename America Hell, because it is going to be hell on Earth once they strip everyone's rights away that is no straight white cis man. So buckle up. Hope you freaking Republicans are happy. I'm out of here.
Hi guys. This video has been done a few times for me because I'm struggling myself, and I know there's others that are struggling as well as of the election results currently. Why, yes, every vote still needs to be recounted and everything else. Nothing is officially, but it is official. I just want to let you all know that if you need to talk, I will be available to talk. If you want to talk to other family members or anything, have a bottle of wine, an entire bottle of wine. It's okay. Having ice cream.
If you saw yesterday's video about the feminist meltdowns, there was a woman who thinks that there's a new trend on TikTok where the feminist women are going to start wearing blue bracelets to differentiate themselves from normal women. And this one probably hasn't heard about that yet. So instead, to be able to identify normal people, she wants us to just wear our MAGA hats wherever we go.
I say we pass a law that requires anyone who voted for that orange piece of shit to wear their Trump hat 24/7.
Anything else?
Because conservatives are dangerous.
No, what would be dangerous is actually wearing a MAGA hat outside in most areas of the country, or many of them, especially now.
So I'm liking what I'm hearing about the blue friendship bracelet movement, but I personally want something more permanent, more serious. I'm wholeheartedly devoted to what I believe in, and that's love. So can we come up with a tattoo and placement of that tattoo to mark ourselves, to identify ourselves to other women and men who share our values, who know that we are a safe person to be with? I will gladly get this agreed upon tattoo. I'd like to get it today, but I'm sure we can't agree that quickly.
And well, just a generation ago, this would have been a comedy skit on Mad TV or Saturday Night Live or In Living Color. This carbon-based life form is being 100% serious.
Good morning. It is November 7th, Thursday. And got my lipstick on today, so I'm a little bit more together. We're putting a plan together. I cannot live in a country that voted for Trump. I cannot spend another 4 years under that man.
Thank you.
And so we have made the decision that we are leaving.
Yes.
We have, we're putting a plan together. Our plan is to go back to Australia. And by back, that is where obviously Tam and our daughter Jordan was from. I'm working on immigration paperwork for spousal visa. I'll probably end up going over on a tourist visa initially because the spouse.
All right, just save us the sob story and get out. This woman, however, may be the most delusional of them all. While she's not screaming and crying or hyperventilating or even wearing a nose ring, which seems to be the new signifier that these creatures wear to identify one another, she posted this rather lengthy video. I'm not going to show you the whole thing, detailing her plan for how women can survive the Trump administration.
I'm sorry. Don't get pregnant right now. I'm sorry. It's your life. You do what you want. My advice to you for your safety is to not get pregnant right now. I am not going to get pregnant right now, even though I would love to have a family one day. That dream just went out the window forever. Unless I move to another country, I am not having a baby in the United States. I won't do it.
Thank you.
Another thing that you may really disagree with, but I'm going to tell you anyway because I care about you and I want you to be safe. If you and your male partner voted differently this election, if he voted for that man, you need to leave him. You need to leave him. I'm sorry. You need to leave.
Yes, please do him a favor and get out of his life. And men, what are you doing marrying liberal women anyway? Yesterday on The View, the old bags were bickering about the usual. And that show, by the way, is the most watched daytime talk show on television. And surprisingly, one of the panelists had the light bulb go off in her head. She's a rhino, and she knows that one of the reasons that people voted for Donald Trump is because of the border crisis. And she tried to tell her fellow panelists, but they just still are too far deranged to understand.
And finally, we talk a lot about these different demographics and these assumptions of where they're going to go. Latinos in Texas, a district that's 97% Latino, went 75 percentage points for Donald Trump. Why?
Misogyny.
On the border.
It's
the border
misogyny.
Crisis is on their doorstep.
So,
and they were begging people to care about it for years. We need to take
sexism,
some lessons.
That's what that was.
The lessons are not.
Knock. Who's there? Oh my gosh, it's Whoopi.
Whoopi had to shut her down because they can't allow the audience to actually hear about what really happened. This other angry black woman, who is a teacher at a public school somewhere, recorded a video of herself lecturing her students, who are all black, telling them that because Donald Trump is now going to be the next president again, and a black woman didn't get the job, the DEI hire, that their lives are now ruined.
Unfortunately, because of the color of your skin, you gotta be 3 times as good.
3 times.
We don't have time for this anymore. I don't have time for interruptions. I don't have time for y'all to be unfocused because y'all need to get y'all educated. This matters. And I gotta make sure that y'all are prepared to be 3 times as good. To step into any room and understand that you belong to be there. It's serious.
I'm serious, yo. Joy Reid on MSNBC told me so. And I've been trying to tell you to order some shirts from my online store, markdice.com. And this whole weekend, you can save 20% off of anything by using the promo code VICTORY at the checkout, including the Liberal Tears mug, which is now back in stock. So get your Teflon Don shirt, your MAGA Mafia shirt, the classic Trump fight shirt, or any of my awesome designs. All available in a t-shirt, long sleeve, and a hoodie, and many in a whole bunch of different colors as well. So head on over to markdice.com or click the link in the description below. Enter the promo code VICTORY at the checkout. Save 20% off this weekend and check them out.